Today's episode is brought to you by Radcasters Podcasting School. If you've ever thought about starting a podcast, but perhaps you don't think you have enough time, you think you have to spend a whole lot of money on expensive gear, or you're a bit scared, or you don't think you have enough time, then I've got a bit of something that I've put together for you. Through my teaching and mentoring in Radcasters Podcasting School, helping people get their show live in iTunes, I've come to discover that there's four key things or four key hurdles that people put up between them and the clear path to podcast success. And I've created a four-part video series which covers them all and what you can do about them. So if you're interested, head on over to Radcasters and sign up for our newsletter, and I'll see you in your inbox.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
So I'm on the beach and I don't know how long this is going to last because my battery's quite low because I just finished doing a Facebook Live talking about intention, and I have talked about intention a lot through this free flow combo format. I think there's one called Intention is Everything. So maybe if you want to have a listen to that, that'd be a good place to, learn about the power of intention. Anyway, that's not the intention for this show. I wanted to talk about something that I find really interesting, and it's been coming up a lot for me lately. People saying, you know, like just feeling like, what, you know, me doing the live Facebooks and a lot of video and this free flow combo, people are like, how do you, you know, the biggest question I get is like, how do you have the confidence to do that? Like, that would take a lot of confidence to just turn the mic on and trust that what comes out is going to be good, right? I don't judge this shit that I put out there. It's like, it is what it is because I trust. But it's interesting because it hasn't always been this way for me, like, at all. And I just realized how far I've come, because I was walking along the beach and I was doing a Facebook Live and I was walking past people and they were looking at me, and it didn't matter to me. It didn't matter to me. And there, even a few short months ago, there is no way I would have done video just walking past people and being focused. I would have been nervous to wonder what they were thinking, what they, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but there was this resistance about it, right? Because people would be thinking weird things about me. But I guess what I've realized more recently is that, like, this is a muscle like anything else. You know, braveness is a muscle, and you need to exercise it. So for me, I realized after I'd done it a few times that the world didn't collapse, and it wasn't really relevant to me what somebody thought of me walking past, because it says way more about them than it does about me anyway. Sure, they might think, look at that girl, she's totally, you know, into herself or whatever. It's really not my concern, because now I have this this kind of belief that they can judge me when they're on the stage like I am, you know? So if you're in the arena, then you can judge me. But if you're not, then why would I care what you think? Like, that sounds really harsh, but it's true. I really don't care, because my message and the intention of what I'm doing is way more greater and having a much bigger impact on the world. Maybe not a huge impact at the moment, but it's having an impact on individual people. I know this because you contact me to tell me that you feel like I'm in your head and you've made huge change because of something you've heard in one of my conversations, whether it be, you know, my actual conversations with other entrepreneurs or me talking to you right here, right now. So why would I let someone who's walking on the beach, who might look at me and think I'm an idiot, stop me from doing something that can impact people on a level that makes them make incredible change that they didn't think was possible for themselves? I can't in good faith, not do this? You know, and it's so interesting because I was always looking for that thing that I couldn't not do. And it's this. It's this. It's showing up every day and speaking my truth. Showing up every day as me, regardless of the back flack, you know, the whatever. Regardless of what people think of me, regardless of what they might say about me behind my back, it doesn't matter to me anymore. Because I've seen what doing this, the impact that doing this, that being me, that turning the mic on, that recording, that, you know, getting out of my own way, that not giving a fuck about what people think about me anymore, I've seen what impact that can have on myself because I have so much more self-belief and so much more self-love now. I mean, it was only 5 years ago I punched the mirror, you know? 5 years ago, I was in my bathroom in Nambucca Heads, miserable. It might have been 6 years ago, depressed. And I literally punched my own reflection in the mirror. And my life reflected that. I was sad. I hated myself. I was depressed. I was supremely anxious. And then I've gone on this journey of really, in the, you know, nuts and bolts, basic, most basic form, I've gone on a journey to come back to me and to like myself more and to be okay with me. And the more that I'm that, the less that I care about what other people think. So that was really ranty. And I guess really the intention for this was to show you that this is possible for you too. And just because this is the way it has worked for me doesn't mean that it's going to be that I have a magic pill for you. Truth, God honest truth, it's an evolution. And it's a constant learning and growing. It's not something that you can pop a pill and be like, yeah, you know, now I'm the shit. Like, it doesn't work like that. It's every day. Every day being who you are. And learning what that is, like self-awareness. Oh my God, like before I was self-obsessed, I think. You know, there wasn't a world outside of me. It was just about me all the time. And those people that are walking past me, what I know now is that it is all about them. It's got nothing to do with me. They don't actually give a shit about me. They don't give a shit about what I'm doing. They're more concerned about how they would look if they were doing it. But they're not doing it. So I don't care. So that was a total side rant. I can't remember what I was going to say. I guess it's really just the self-awareness thing. That's what I was saying. So the self-awareness thing is really, for me, I have really looked outside of myself and gone really deep within myself. So I realize that it's bigger than me, but it is also all about me, but in a positive way, in a, you know, in a good intention way. So when I was depressed and anxious, it was about me and what other people thought about me and what, you know, all the things that I was lacking, just dislike of myself, you know, and then really reflecting that on the whole world. I was angry. I remember writing a comment, which I'm absolutely horrified that I ever did it, on a person's blog once that basically said they were a self-indulgent bitch or something. Like, that is not who I am. It's not who I was. But it was this anger inside of me and this disappointment at the world for, I don't know, like, I was a bit of a victim. And, you know, I'm still battling the inner victim. Like I said, it's an ongoing process and a, you know, a daily thing. It's a daily thing. And I, you know, I have little practices that I do. I acknowledge when I feel like I'm being triggered by something. And what I mean by that is when I feel an adverse reaction or anger bubbling up when somebody says something to me, and I think about why that might be. like this, like I said, this is different for everybody. For me, I look at what it's raising inside me and why it might be raising inside me and what I can do about that. Because it is not about the other person. It's come to you and it's been brought to your attention so that you can look at it from within you. That's what I mean, like going deep inside you and realizing that there is also this amazing world around us. Like we are everything. So that was probably a little too deep. But what I'm saying is, this has been a process for me. I didn't just wake up one day, press record on my phone, and be confident saying what I say. It started with me pressing record. Like, this started for me years ago when I was running on the beach in Nambucca, just after punching myself in the mirror with a video camera, but making sure that nobody, you know, going running 4.5 Ks before I even turned on the camera to make sure there was nobody around, and then recording for 2 or 3 minutes on something, and then doing take after take after take after take. I don't do any of that shit anymore. You know, when I started my free flow combo, in all honesty, that's what I used to do. I used to press record and I would start it. And if I felt like I, you know, it wasn't coherent or it wasn't like, I would just stop and I would not record it that day. But now I do it, and regardless, I just put it out there because I have done it again and again and again and again and again, and that muscle has grown and grown and grown and grown and grown, and now I feel confident and capable of doing it. But it has not always been that way. So what I'm saying is, start, because if you don't start, you can't finish and you can't grow. Start wherever you're comfortable with. You know, right back in the day, right back in the day, I started at Coles supermarkets. This was the beginning of my voiceover career and using my voice and finding my voice. It started when I was 15 years old and I was working at Coles supermarkets in Kilsyth. And the supervisor at the time gave me a piece of paper and had some specials on it. She said, go up to the microphone, press the button and say, welcome to Coles Supermarkets Kilsyth. Today in the special, we have some great specials for you. You know, today it's blah, 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 blah. And thank you for shopping at Coles Supermarkets Kilsyth. Insert the specials in there, away you go. Well, I was nervous. And I was so worried about what the people in the supermarket would be thinking about what I said, even back then. Teenage years, like, whoa, they're the years that you lose yourself, I think, because you're so worried about what everyone else is thinking about you that you lose those parts of yourself, this part of yourself. So I ended up doing that, and I loved doing it. And, you know, from then on, after the first half a dozen times, I was really nervous. And then I was just like, bitch, move over, this mic's mine. And so that was that part of my career. And then I moved into this other part of my career, which was radio. And, you know, I was shit scared. But I created some tools and some rituals that helped me deal with that, because I am a very anxious person. So a lot of the time, I create little, you know, like, not boundaries, but little tools or processes that I follow to help keep the nerves under control. And with radio, I used to write out every single word I would say. Every single word. Sometimes I would follow it to the script, and sometimes I would ad-lib, but it was there because I needed it there. So if I did lose my train of thought, I could come back to something solid. And I do that in my podcast. You know, with my interviews, they have a structure. They have a set list of questions. I know what I want. You know, I have the story, the questions, the plug, the takeaway. It's all there as a mechanism for me to relax. And when I relax, I can get into the flow. And that doesn't always happen. Sometimes I feel really not in the flow. But mostly now that I've done it again and again and again, and I have this framework around it, it's much easier for me to get into that space because we can choose that space. But often our anxiety, our nerves, us worrying about what other people think and how we're going to be perceived is, you know, that stuff gets in the way. So if you can create a framework around that that really helps you know that you've got something to come back to when all that stuff starts to happen, the self-doubt creeps in and the fear comes in, and then if you can come back to that, then I find that a really useful tool. For Carlosophies, and you know, I started this talking about intention and I'll end it talking about intention. For Carlosophies, I start every interview by setting that intention. I take a few deep breaths. I think about what I want to get out of it, what I want my audience to get out of it, what I want my guests to get out of it. Take a couple of moments. I sometimes burn incense. Mostly I spray some lavender spray. And I put some lavender oil or frankincense on my hands and I, you know, breathe it in for a little bit. And then I sit down and I'm ready to go because I've put myself into the zone. And I've set myself those intentions and I have a framework that supports that. So I encourage you to also step into that. Step into that fear, jump off the edge. Doesn't have to be huge. Just try the intention setting. And intention setting, by that I don't mean I want 50 people in my course. What I mean is focus on the way you want people to feel more than anything. What you want them to get out of it. And see what happens. If you're interested, and this just came to me, so I'm going to go with that too. I started a Facebook group a while ago. I've done nothing really with it. It's called Show Up, Speak Up. And I want, really, the intention for that when I started it was because I wanted to help people step into this space. Step into the space where they're not afraid of themselves, where they're not afraid of the sound of their own voice, and they're not afraid of their message. And so if you're interested, head on over, show up, speak up, join, and I'll see you in there. And I'm going to ramp things up again because I really feel like I see around me so many people who have amazingness. You know, I see potential in people. I can smell it in people. Everybody has potential, but nobody realizes their own potential. And I want to help you, you know, step into that. Like, own who you are, like yourself more, trust that you have something to offer. Trust the process. Dive into that process. Get to know yourself. Become really self-aware and not self-obsessed. Not saying that you're self-obsessed, but I'm just saying focus on self-awareness. All right, that's it from me today, guys. I'll speak to you soon. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.